you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Patronize your advertiser here on the radio stations or the streaming or the podcast. And most importantly, thanks for listening. Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook's out there. We're still allowed on both of those. Mr. Skin, a little later on this morning. Phil Spector passed away. 30-some people had Phil Spector, correct?
35 players. Some of them that did have him in our Deadpool. Daycare Herpes, Death Watch, Deathy McDeathface, Dexter Morgan, 69, Fak Jucking Reds Tar. Faker May Fumble gets a hit, as does Gimme a Stiffy. Give Your Balls a Tug.
Cool Balls, dude.
Giuliani's Leaking Hair Dye.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hair Lip Canyon Yodeler and Heading to York Hunt.
All right.
Getting hits with Phil Spector. You know, I didn't even check on our leaderboard.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple names earlier.
Oh, we do have a new leader. Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand has now taken second place.
So it's a point thing.
And Heading to York Hunt.
What does it mean? Oh,
gets
a stupid name.
Another.
Sorry, dude. Craig is not going to mess up and say that. So it's a stupid name, but congratulations, you're in charge. You're in first right now.
Well, they're all kind of stupid names.
No. Some are brilliant. This one's stupid.
Some were more clever than others.
Well, yeah.
This is not clever, and it's not even fun to say, because Craig's not going to mess it up, you know?
It's a tripping hazard.
Right. It's no Phil McCrevis. We get it.
I mean, if
there were Pat some. McGroin.
Phil McCrevis, Pat McGroin, they're classic. They're fun.
If we actually hunted Yorks, you know, that might be a little more clever. But nobody hunts a York.
No, that's what I mean. It's just a bad name, dude. I'm sorry. But congratulations. Glad you're playing.
Let's be more like Phil McCrevis.
Yeah. You've never heard Phil McCrevis' line?
No, I've heard it. Yeah, it's just funny that that's what you're being compared to. That guy.
I know, I am. Right. Good names like Phil McCrevis, Pat McGroin. Come on.
The classics.
Mm-hmm. They're good. Amanda Hagenkiss, you know, from The Simpsons.
Yeah, we remember it from The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly.
May have existed before that.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Yeah, we figure. British man pleading with officials to help him search for a hard drive that he threw out 7 years ago.
Got his Bitcoin on there?
$280 million worth.
Jesus. Wow. Every time Greg does a story about we should get into this, he does a story that says don't get into this.
35-year-old James Howells threw out the hard drive that had 7,500 bitcoins while cleaning out his home in 2013. Now he wants to scour a local dump where he believes the hard drive is located, but the city council has so far denied his request. The IT engineer has pledged to donate about 25%, or roughly $70 million, to a COVID relief fund if he manages to dig up the lost hard drive. They are not letting him do it because of environmental and funding concerns.
We mentioned this before, how I'd rather just do real money because of this kind of crap. We hear these stories all the time. I had a car I bought years ago, you know, through a, and since I got it through a company that the loan came from a credit union. So apparently you had to join that union for a split second to be in to get this loan. So I had like 4 cents in that union for some reason. And for years, I kept getting letters saying, hey, you got 4 cents. $0.04.
You get a statement.
Thank you. This guy, he loses $280 million, it's gone. This place is still trying to get a hold of me for my $0.04. They finally gave up because I didn't call it back. I'm thinking,
screw you, we're keeping it.
I'm pretty much. But I got statements every year saying I still had $0.04 there. What do you want to do with it? And I let it ride.
The envelope is worth more.
So, but Bitcoin, bad, it's gone. We can't find it. You don't have any money. Sorry. I know I'm.
It's not backed by anything.
No, it's not backed by anything. I mean, they can say, we lost it, dude. Sorry. Oh, you lost your password? Nope. Oh, sorry.
It's on you to keep track of it.
The FDIC doesn't help you with your Bitcoin.
Nope.
This guy needs a box with old cables and wires just to put his hard drive in.
Thank you. And it's millions of dollars, too. This isn't 4 cents.
This was how much, Craig?
$280 million, he said.
Yeah.
There's no way they'd find that either. 7 years ago in a landfill?
No.
It's the one you reported
but for
on.
200 and some odd million, you'd spend a hell of a lot of time looking for it.
Oh, you would.
Is this the same guy that we talked about last week?
No.
Different guy.
Because there was another one. There's one story I read. So one of these guys was offering up as much as like $70 million to somebody who could help him find this.
Yeah, there's got to be billions of Bitcoin sitting in a landfill somewhere.
What would the hard drive have? His password or just the information?
Well, he's got his password, I imagine.
So he can't access it from another computer?
It's on that hard drive.
Okay.
I don't understand how these things work, but apparently it's on that hard drive. He needs that hard drive.
You would think the Bitcoin people would not want these stories. They might help people get their stuff. That's why I don't understand. I still don't understand it because I'm not going to watch the documentary.
I don't know if there's a centralized Bitcoin people that can do that.
You're right. That's
it. And I don't care that they. I don't think they care if you keep track of your money or not.
No, they don't. But this is bad pub for it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you might lose your hard drive and you have no way of anything. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't call Bitcoin.
No statement. We're not going to send you a statement. We know where you live. We know you have money in here. But unless if you forget about it, it's ours.
It's not theirs, though.
I know. It's nobody's. Yeah.
But there's no Bitcoin helper out there. Right. Lost your Bitcoin? We can help you.
You're right. Like the timeshare guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they're working on that.
Yeah, they must be. This is bad pub for the Bitcoin.
Well, this guy, if they put money into finding it and they can't find it, there's nothing.
Yeah, then he's spending money, right?
Would suck, though.
Landfill? A landfill.
You're one of them Bitcoin finders. You'd probably just work for a, contingency. Right. You get 20%, 30%, like a personal injury lawyer.
And even if they found this thing, it's been surrounded by trash for 7 years. Wouldn't something like seep into it? Like even if you found the hard drive, you might not even be able to access anything on it.
That's a good point. There's got to be some liquid
just
down there
covered in turds for nearly a decade.
Or food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to go with turds, that's fine. It's not the sewer. It's a landfill.
True. There's that.
But again,
there could be turds.
For that many millions.
You're searching.
Or maybe even for 1 million.
Well, if the pile's as big as this room, I'm going to go through it individually.
Well, it's from 100 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It's from, what'd I say, 013 or something?
But it's not.
How big is the landfill?
And they're also not looking for a bathtub, looking for a hard drive. It's that big.
Well, they're looking for a computer.
Okay, there's a lot. Okay.
But it's literally a needle in a haystack.
Right.
You could be there for years and never find that.
Right. And even if it took you 20 years to find it, that's still a lot of money per hour to find it.
Right. Unless you don't, like Nick said. Who's going to pay me? Nothing.
And then in 70 years, you're just the crazy old guy that's been digging through the landfill for 70 years.
And you are going crazy.
I may be that guy anyway.
Yeah, you're going crazy.
True.
If they'll let me in.
That's true. There's some guy doing that now, and it doesn't really matter.
And after that long, that stank ain't coming off.
I mean, $280 million, you make that your life's work.
If you know you're going to find it.
Yeah.
See, you might not ever find it, then you're just crazy. Then you're just nuts.
Okay. But there is absolutely nothing that I can do right now
that's going to make that kind of money.
That is even going to come close to $280 million.
Keep a side gig to pay the bills while you're looking for it.
There is nothing that I am doing now.
No, nothing.
To where I'm going to get $280 million when I'm done.
Okay, figure out the odds of playing the lottery tonight as opposed to finding that hard drive.
I'd say your chances are better finding the hard drive.
Probably. I'd say so, too.
Because you know where that is.
I mean, it may not be that much greater,
Now, I mentioned this, Nick, since there's another, what's the Mega tonight, right? Or is it the other one?
Yes.
Yeah, Mega Millions.
What are the odds of catching COVID walking into a gas station compared to winning the lottery?
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you're going to catch COVID by buying a lottery ticket. I've been in gas stations. I wear my mask. But there's still a chance. And there's not a chance of me winning this thing.
You're not going to win. But you might.
I should buy one.
But you might.
I should buy one.
I got one. I got two.
Oh, for this week, got two?
Yeah, I went on Saturday and got one for
week.
One for the Powerball that night and one for Mega Millions, what, tomorrow, tonight?
Yeah, I bought one for each as well. I lost the first one.
I just went to the
landfill. I was banking
on that. Todd went to the landfill.
Dumpster diving for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder, where does this guy live? Is it a big town?
Yeah, how big's a landfill? Well, it's years, though. 7 years in a landfill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and lots of those landfills are, you know, that's the whole county's landfill or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you know,
it's in Britain.
You're not assured it's a payoff.
If you know what quadrant of the landfill it's laying in, then you got to eliminate some, but you don't know
you
that.
You don't know
yet.
That.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know that.
Aren't you hiring every bulldozer for miles around to dig that place up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see,
then, you got to go through the bulldozers.
Yeah, and you've got to find the hard drive to be able to pay off the bulldozers.
Right. Can't you make a deal with the bulldozer guy?
I'm guessing he wants his money up front.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, bulldozer guy.
Because he can't make a deal with bulldozer gas guy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but you think you could find an army of guys who are willing to work for a percentage, if we find it.
This guy screwed up cleaning his house.
Yeah. You just go to somebody who's going to buy a lottery ticket and say, listen, I got a pretty good chance at $280 million if you help me find my laptop.
If you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Uh-oh. There you go. Bunch of hookers, too, because you got that kind of money.
Yeah, I love the story behind that clip.
He's just messing around. His wife's there with him,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah. He and his wife had that. They joked about that for years.
Right.
And so it was just perfect for him.
And he got a live anchor asking him.
Yeah. When the anchor says, hey, what are you going to do? Same thing I've said for years. Hookers and blow.
Right on camera.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that. Put that in your reel.
So you got to wonder, did he forget that he had this Bitcoin when he threw away his hard drive?
Yeah,
probably so.
Like I forgot I had 4 cents at the Sac Federal Credit Union, and they sent me a letter every year for 5 years. You got 4 cents here.
I'm cleaning the basement at home now, and you can kind of just get in a rhythm of tossing stuff. It feels good to get rid of stuff.
Yes, it does.
I'm sure this guy, when he cleaned it up, he looked at that reel, and he's like, so much better.
Right.
As he's like carrying $280 million to the trash.
Right. Yep. I haven't used this Bitcoin in a while. Just toss that.
Yeah, we had to move to do that, and we did. When we moved, I just started throwing stuff, and I said it was a great feeling. Because I don't hoard my wife, but I've kept stuff I know I'll never need. And when you move, you get rid of it. You do.
It's hard to let go of some T-shirts, though, I found.
Oh, I keep that kind of crap for some reason.
You're going to wear them again, Todd. Yeah.
Probably not.
No, you're going to wear them.
I got rid of a lot of clothes when I moved.
And you're going to want those real soon.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
If you don't wear a shirt for a year, they say to get rid of it.
It's generally on the 366th day that you want to wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, there has been situations where I've looked for stuff. Like somebody who needs a Halloween costume. Oh, I have a T-shirt.
No, you don't.
But, yeah.
See, you got to keep all that stuff.
Well, if you go by the year, and especially this year,
I throw away everything.
I would have thrown away everything but two pairs of drawstring pants.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
And a couple sweatshirts.
I have my going out shirts haven't been worn.
This is not a year to
have
do
have not
that.
Been worn.
Right?
Buttoned up going out shirts have not been worn.
I haven't worn the flying pants since March 17th.
You're right. My closet would have 8 things in it right now if I threw everything away I didn't wear in the past year.
Those nice dress shoes? Yeah. Get rid of them.
Yep, gone.
I hold on to some shirts that don't fit. Because, someday.
I've done that too.
I'm going to lose these breasts and that shirt will fit again.
That's your benchmark shirt.
Yeah. It's a goal.
Yeah.
But you better hang on to it because you're going to want.
It did not fit. Oh, it did not fit.
Maybe next time.
Keep trying.
And it's never going to be worth $280 million.
No, no, no.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Once again, United States residents are being advised to be on the lookout for a new wave of COVID-19 scams. The IRS says they've seen a variety of scams and other financial schemes designed to steal money and personal information from residents. The IRS says some of the scams come in the form of a text message seeking personal information, while others are phishing schemes using email, letters, and social media to get some personal information from you. The IRS says they do not send unsolicited texts or emails, and they do not call people with threats of jail or lawsuits, and they do not demand tax payments on gift cards.
Man.
Yeah, I can't believe people fall for that.
Yeah, well, they fell
but
for,
they do.
They fell for something else, too.
I got a call over the weekend, and it turned out to be legit, but I was skeptical of it. Mm-hmm. Somebody had somehow gotten a hold of my credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And had tried to buy some Zaxby's chicken in Richardson, Texas over the weekend.
Yeah.
But I got a call. And I didn't answer it because it came from a 800 number.
Right.
And the voicemail says, well, this is we're calling from your bank and it's fraud. And I went, really? So I ended up looking up another number for the bank and calling them back on that number just to make sure it was legit.
I was
skeptical of everything.
Yeah, I got a call into my American Express maybe a month or two ago and I said, no, I didn't do that. And apparently my daughter did.
Yeah.
And I called him back after like a half hour. I said, oh, no, I didn't do that. Sorry about that.
That was
us. Serious, it happened. I'm thinking, this is stupid. Oh, no, I did. Oh, I did. Apparently, I did do that.
But you have to be skeptical of all of this stuff.
I know. Well,
you have to start out not believing.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I got a call once. We were in Indiana. We'd gone there for a baton tournament. So we drive from
Bragger.
Our house. Yeah, but we stop at a gas station.
What place you come in, Nick?
You know, almost top three. There was a scandalous judging thing. I got a call when we were like 4 days into the trip. We're on the way back,
right.
And they're like, "Are you at a Burger King in Indiana?" I'm like, "Can't you look and see that I like consistently use the card at like a Burger King and then a gas station?" Like,
yeah,
we've made the trek out here.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little bit too anal about that because you go. Sometimes they'll check in if you're out of town and. No, I am out of town. That's why I got my credit card. That's why I'm using it. Relax, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, that's how sad my life is.
Yeah.
My account flags if I'm at a Burger King in Indiana. You're like, whoa, you're really getting out of your comfort zone there, dude.
That's it.
My bank
has this guy never leaves. This guy never leaves.
I've turned off my debit card when I would go to liquor stores in Colorado. Just liquor stores.
And you'd been there.
They don't know you that well.
Yeah. Obviously not.
No. Get to know me.
So
you should turn my card off if I go to a health food store in Colorado.
They shut it down when I bought the new windshield, after I cracked my windshield.
Why? You're allowed to use it.
And I called them, and they said, well, we shut it down after $499 transaction. Yeah. I said, no, that's legit. I actually bought that windshield. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have them be overprotective of your account?
I guess.
Yeah, but it is protected either way, though. See, that's the thing. I mean, they don't pay for it eventually, no matter what. Don't turn crap off.
I'd rather they're looking out for me. And a lot of times with those credit cards now, I mean, if you have their app on your phone, it'll just come up on your phone and go, hey, are you making this purchase? And you just go, yep, that's me.
Right.
Click.
No,
and it's
if you watch the commercials, it comes up on a highway sign usually.
Right. Sometimes, yeah.
You got a kicker, Craig?
Hey, did you spend $500 on a windshield? Yes, I did.
I don't know. I can't see that through the crack in my windshield.
A British woman says one of Gwyneth Paltrow's candles exploded in her living room. Jodie Thompson won the This Smells Like My Vagina candle as part of a quiz. But she says recently the product became an inferno and threw flaming bits all across the room.
Does the whole room smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina now?
The $75 candle contains scent notes of citrus, cedar, geranium, and rose. It is not known just why the candle seemingly combusted. The Goop Company has not commented on the incident.
Jesus Christ. Gwyneth Paltrow wafted her vagina all over this room? That's what somebody said when they walked in.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Yeah.
She was covered in it.
Why'd she do this, man? I mean, I realize it's legitimate, whatever. Why'd she even...
Because guys like us will talk about it.
That's it.
She named her kid Apple.
Right.
She's obviously into weird stuff.
It has a massive ego.
That too.
That's it.
This whole room should smell like my crotch. Easy, Gwyneth.
Oh, come on. Why is the music got to be running?
That's a good point. You're right. I got a new scent. Tyler's balls. You know? Would you buy that, Nick?
As long as the candle doesn't squirt.
All back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.